The Book of Joshua. This book is called Joshua because it contains the history of what passed under him, and according to the common opinion was written by him. The Greeks call him Jesus. For Joshua and Jesus in the Hebrew are the same name and have the same signification, viz., a savior. And it was not without a mystery that he who was to bring the people into the land of promise should have his name changed from Moses, for so he was called before. Number 13.17, to Joshua or Jesus, to give us to understand that Moses by his law could only bring the people within sight of the promised inheritance, but that our Savior Jesus was to bring us into it. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua, encouraged by the Lord, admonisheth the people to prepare themselves to pass over the Jordan. 1:1. Now it came to pass after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, the minister of Moses, and said to him, 1:2. Moses my servant is dead. Arise, and pass over this Jordan, thou and thy people with thee, into the land which I will give to the children of Israel. 1:3. I will deliver to you every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, as I have said to Moses. 1:4. From the desert, and from Libanus unto the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hethites, unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your border. 1:5. No man shall be able to resist you all the days of thy life. As I have been with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not leave thee, nor forsake thee. 1:6. Take courage, and be strong. For thou shalt divide by lot to this people the land for which I swore to their fathers, that I would deliver it to them. 1:7. Take courage therefore, and be very valiant, that thou mayest observe and do all the law, which Moses my servant hath commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest understand all things which thou dost. 1:8. Let not the book of this law depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it day and night, that thou mayest observe and do all things that are written in it. Then shalt thou direct thy way, and understand it. 1:9. Behold, I command thee, take courage, and be strong. Fear not, and be not dismayed, because the Lord thy God is with thee in all things whatsoever thou shalt go to. 1:10. And Joshua commanded the princes of the people, saying, Pass through the midst of the camp, and command the people, and say, 1:11. Prepare your victuals. For after the third day you shall pass over the Jordan, and shall go in to possess the land, which the Lord your God will give you. 1:12. And he said to the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. 1:13. Remember the word, which Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest, in all this land. 1:14. Your wives, and children, and cattle, shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan. But pass you over armed before your brethren all of you that are strong of hand, and fight for them. 1:15. Until the Lord give rest to your brethren, as he hath given you, and they also possess the land which the Lord your God will give them. And so you shall return into the land of your possession, and you shall dwell in it, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave you beyond the Jordan, toward the rising of the sun. 1:16. And they made answer to Joshua, and said, All that thou hast commanded us, we will do, and whithersoever thou shalt send us, we will go. 1:17. As we obeyed Moses in all things, so will we obey thee also. Only be the Lord thy God with thee, as he was with Moses. 1:18. He that shall gainsay thy mouth, and not obey all thy words, that thou shalt command him, let him die. Only take thou courage, and do manfully. Joshua chapter 2. Two spies are sent to Jericho, who are received and concealed by Rahab. 2:1. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent from Shechem two men, to spy secretly, and said to them, Go, and view the land, and the city of Jericho. They went, and entered into the house of a woman that was a harlot, named Rahab, and lodged with her. 2:2. And it was told the king of Jericho, and was said, Behold, there are men coming hither, by night, of the children of Israel, to spy the land. 2:3. And the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that came to thee, and are entered into thy house. For they are spies, and are come to view all the land. 2:4. And the women taking the men, hid them, and said, I confess they came to me, but I knew not whence they were. 2:5. And at the time of shutting the gate in the dark, they also went out together. I know not whither they are gone. Pursue after them quickly, and you will overtake them. 2:6. Bathsheba made the men go up to the top of her house, and covered them with the stalks of flax, which was there. 2:7. Now they that were sent, pursued after them, by the way that leadeth to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as they were gone out, the gate was presently shut. 2:8. The men that were hid were not yet asleep, when behold the women went up to them, and said. 2:9. I know that the Lord hath given this land to you. For the dread of you is fallen upon us, and all the inhabitants of the land have lost all strength. 2:10. We have heard that the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea, at your going in, when you came out of Egypt. And what things you did to the two kings of the Amorites, that were beyond the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you slew. 2:11. And at the hearing these things, we were affrighted, and our heart fainted away, neither did there remain any spirit in us, at your coming in. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above, and in the earth beneath. 2:12. Now, therefore, swear ye to me by the Lord, that as I have shewed mercy to you, so you also will shew mercy to my father's house, and give me a true token. 2:13. That you will save my father and mother, my brethren and sisters, and all things that are theirs, and deliver souls from death. 2:14. They answered her, Be our allies for you unto death, only if thou betray us not. And when the Lord shall have delivered us the land, we will shew thee mercy and truth. 2:15. Then she let them down with a cord out of a window, for her house joined close to the wall. 2:16. And she said to them, Get you up to the mountains, lest perhaps they meet you as they return. And there lie ye hid 3 days, till they come back, and so you shall go on your way. 2:17. And they said to her, We shall be blameless of this oath, which thou hast made us swear. 2:18. If, when we come into the land, this scarlet cord be a sign, and thou tie it in the window, by which thou hast let us down, and gather together thy father and mother, and brethren, and all thy kindred into thy house. 2:19. Whosoever shall go out of the door of thy house, his blood shall be upon his own head, and we shall be quit. But the blood of all that shall be with thee in the house, shall light upon our head, if any man touch them. 2:20. But if thou wilt betray us, and utter this word abroad, we shall be quit of this oath, which thou hast made us swear. 2:21. And she answered, As you have spoken, so be it done. And sending them on their way, she hung the scarlet cord in the window. 2:22. But they went and came to the mountains, and stayed there 3 days, till they that pursued them were returned. For having sought them through all the way, they found them not. 2:23. And when they were gone back into the city, the spies returned, and came down from the mountain. And passing over the Jordan, they came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and told him all that befell them. 2:24. And said, The Lord hath delivered all this land into our hands, and all the inhabitants thereof are overthrown with fear. Joshua chapter 3. The river Jordan is miraculously dried up for the passage of the children of Israel. 3:1. And Joshua rose before daylight, and removed the camp. And they departed from Shittim, and came to the Jordan, he, and all the children of Israel, and they abode there for 3 days. 3:2. After which, the heralds went through the midst of the camp. 3:3. And began to proclaim, When you shall see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests of the race of Levi carrying it, rise you up also, and follow them as they go before. 3:4. And let there be between you and the ark the space of 2,000 cubits, that you may see it afar off, and know which way you must go. For you have not gone this way before, and take care you come not near the ark. 3:5. And Joshua said to the people, Be ye sanctified. For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. 3:6. And he said to the priests, Take up the ark of the covenant, and go before the people. And they obeyed his commands, and took it up, and walked before them. 3:7. And the Lord said to Joshua, This day will I begin to exalt thee before Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I am with thee also. 3:8. And do thou command the priests, that carry the ark of the covenant, and say to them, When you shall have entered into part of the water of the Jordan, stand in it. 3:9. And Joshua said to the children of Israel, Come hither, and hear the word of the Lord your God. 3:10. And again he said, By this you shall know, that the Lord, the living God, is in the midst of you, and that he shall destroy, before your sight, the Chananite and the Hethite and the Pharisite, the Girgashite also, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite. 3:11. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth shall go before you into the Jordan. 3:12. Prepare ye 12 men of the tribes of Israel, one of every tribe. 3:13. And when the priests, that carry the ark of the Lord the God of the whole earth, shall set the soles of their feet in the waters of the Jordan, the waters that are beneath shall run down and go off, and those that come from above shall stand together upon a heap. 3:14. So the people went out of their tents, to pass over the Jordan, and the priests that carried the ark of the covenant went on before them. 3:15. And as soon as they came into the Jordan, and their feet were dipped in part of the water, now the Jordan, it being harvest time, had filled the banks of its channel. 3:16. The waters that came down from above stood in one place, and swelling up like a mountain, were seen afar off, from the city that is called Adam, to the place of Sarthen. But those that were beneath, ran down into the sea of the wilderness, which now is called the Dead Sea, until they wholly failed. 3:17. And the people marched over against Jericho, and the priests that carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood girded upon the dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all the people passed over through the channel that was dried up. Joshua chapter 4. 12 stones are taken out of the river to be set up for a monument of the miracle. Another 12 are placed in the midst of the river. 4:1. And when they were passed over, the Lord said to Joshua, 4:2. Choose 12 men, one of every tribe. 4:3. And command them to take out of the midst of the Jordan, where the feet of the priests stood, 12 very hard stones, which you shall set in the place of the camp, where you shall pitch your tents this night. 4:4. And Joshua called 12 men, whom he had chosen out of the children of Israel, one out of every tribe. 4:5. And he said to them, Go before the ark of the Lord your God to the midst of the Jordan, and carry from thence every man a stone on your shoulders, according to the number of the children of Israel. 4:6. That it may be a sign among you. And when your children shall ask you tomorrow, saying, What means these stones? 4:7. You shall answer them. The waters of the Jordan ran off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over the same. Therefore were these stones set for a monument of the children of Israel forever. 4:8. The children of Israel therefore did as Joshua commanded them, carrying out of the channel of the Jordan 12 stones, as the Lord had commanded him according to the number of the children of Israel and to the place wherein they camped, and there they set them. 4:9. And Joshua put other 12 stones in the midst of the channel of the Jordan, where the priests stood that carried the ark of the covenant, and they are there until this present day. 4:10. Now the priests that carried the ark stood in the midst of the Jordan, till all things were accomplished, which the Lord had commanded Joshua to speak to the people, and Moses had said to him. And the people made haste, and passed over. 4:11. And when they had all passed over, the ark also of the Lord passed over, and the priests went before the people. 4:12. The children of Reuben also, and Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, went armed before the children of Israel, as Moses had commanded them. 4:13. And 40,000 fighting men by their troops and bands, marched through the plains and fields of the city of Jericho. 4:14. In the day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, that they should fear him, as they had feared Moses, while he lived. 4:15. And he said to him. 4:16. Command the priests, that carry the ark of the covenant, to come up out of the Jordan. 4:17. And he commanded them, saying, Come ye up out of the Jordan. 4:18. And when they that carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up, and began to tread on the dry ground, the waters returned into their channel, and ran as they were wont before. 4:19. And the people came up out of the Jordan, the tenth day of the first month, and camped in Gilgal, over against the east side of the city of Jericho. 4:20. And the 12 stones, which they had taken out of the channel of the Jordan, Joshua pitched in Gilgal. 4:21. And said to the children of Israel, When your children shall ask their fathers tomorrow, and shall say to them, What mean these stones? 4:22. You shall teach them, and say, Israel passed over this Jordan through the dry channel. 4:23. The Lord your God drying up the waters thereof in your sight, until you passed over. 4:24. As he had done before in the Red Sea, which he dried up till we passed through. 4:25. That all the people of the earth may learn the most mighty hand of the Lord, that you also may fear the Lord your God forever. Joshua chapter 5. The people are circumcised. They keep the Pasch. The manna ceaseth. An angel appeareth to Joshua. 5:1. Now when all the kings of the Amorites, who dwelt beyond the Jordan, westward, and all the kings of Canaan, who possessed the places near the great sea, had heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan before the children of Israel, till they passed over, their heart failed them, and there remained no spirit in them, fearing the coming in of the children of Israel. 5:2. At that time the Lord said to Joshua, Make thee knives of stone, and circumcise the second time the children of Israel. The second time. Not that such as had been circumcised before were to be circumcised again, but that they were now to renew, and take up again the practice of circumcision, which had been omitted during their 40 years sojourning in the wilderness, by reason of their being always uncertain when they should be obliged to march. 5:3. He did what the Lord had commanded, and he circumcised the children of Israel in the hill of the foreskins. 5:4. Now this is the cause of the second circumcision. All the people that came out of Egypt that were males, all the men fit for war, died in the desert, during the time of the long going about in the way. 5:5. Now these were all circumcised, but the people that were born in the desert. 5:6. During the 40 years of the journey in the wide wilderness, were uncircumcised, till all they were consumed that had not heard the voice of the Lord, and to whom he had sworn before, that he would not shew them the land flowing with milk and honey. 5:7. The children of these succeeded in the place of their fathers, and were circumcised by Joshua. For they were uncircumcised even as they were born, and no one had circumcised them in the way. 5:8. Now after they were all circumcised, they remained in the same place of the camp, until they were healed. 5:9. And the Lord said to Joshua, This day have I taken away from you the reproach of Egypt. And the name of that place was called Galgal, until this present day. 5:10. And the children of Israel abode in Galgal, and they kept the feast, on the 14th day of the month at evening, in the plains of Jericho. 5:11. And they ate on the next day unleavened bread of the corn of the land, and frumenty of the same year. 5:12. And the manna ceased after they ate of the corn of the land, neither did the children of Israel use that food any more, but they ate of the corn of the present year of the land of Canaan. 5:13. And when Joshua was in the field of the city of Jericho, he lifted up his eyes, and saw a man standing over against him, holding a drawn sword, and he went to him, and said, Art thou one of ours, or of our adversaries? 5:14. And he answered, No, but I am prince of the host of the Lord, and now I am come, prince of the host of the Lord, etc. Saint Michael, who is called prince of the people of Israel, Dan 10:21. 5:15. Joshua fell on his face to the ground, and worshipping, said, What saith my Lord to his servant? Worshipping, not with divine honor, but with a religious veneration of an inferior kind, suitable to the dignity of his person. 5:16. Loose, saith he, thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did as was commanded him. Joshua chapter 6. After 7 days' processions, the priests sounding the trumpets, the walls of Jericho fall down, and the city is taken and destroyed. 6:1. Now Jericho was closed, shut up, and fenced, for fear of the children of Israel, and no man durst go out or come in. 6:2. And the Lord said to Joshua, Behold, I have given into thy hands Jericho, and the king thereof, and all the valiant men. 6:3. Go round about the city all ye fighting men once a day. So shall ye do for 6 days. 6:4. And on the 7th day the priests shall take the 7 trumpets, which are used in the Jubilee, and shall go before the Ark of the Covenant. And you shall go about the city 7 times, and the priests shall sound the trumpets. 6:5. And when the voice of the trumpet shall give a longer and broken tune, and shall sound in your ears, all the people shall shout together with a very great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall to the ground, and they shall enter in every one at the place against which they shall stand. 6:6. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests, and said to them, Take the Ark of the Covenant, and let 7 other priests take the 7 trumpets of the Jubilee, and march before the Ark of the Lord. 6:7. And he said to the people, Go, encompass the city, armed, marching before the Ark of the Lord. 6:8. And when Joshua had ended his words, and the 7 priests blew the 7 trumpets before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. 6:9. And all the armed men went before, the rest of the common people followed the Ark, and the sound of the trumpets was heard on all sides. 6:10. But Joshua had commanded the people, saying, You shall not shout, nor shall your voice be heard, nor any word go out of your mouth, until the day come wherein I shall say to you, Cry, and shout. 6:11. So the ark of the Lord went about the city once a day, and returning into the camp, abode there. 6:12. And Joshua rising before day, the priests took the ark of the Lord. 6:13. And seven of them seven trumpets, which are used in the Jubilee. And they went before the ark of the Lord, walking and sounding the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, and the rest of the common people followed the ark, and they blew the trumpets. 6:14. And they went round about the city the second day once, and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. 6:15. But the seventh day, rising up early, they went about the city, as it was ordered, seven times. 6:16. And when in the seventh going about the priests sounded with the trumpets, Joshua said to all Israel, Shout, for the Lord hath delivered the city to you. 6:17. And let this city be an anathema, and all things that are in it, to the Lord. Let only Rahab, the harlot, live, with all that are with her in the house. For she hid the messengers whom we sent. 6:18. But beware ye lest you touch aught of those things that are forbidden, and you be guilty of transgression, and all the camp of Israel be under sin, and be troubled. 6:19. But whatsoever gold or silver there shall be, or vessels of brass and iron, let it be consecrated to the Lord, laid up in his treasures. 6:20. So all the people making a shout, and the trumpets sounding, when the voice and the sound thundered in the ears of the multitude, the walls forthwith fell down. And every man went up by the place that was over against him. And they took the city. 6:21. And killed all that were in it, men and women, young and old. The oxen also, and the sheep, and the asses, they slew with the edge of the sword. 6:22. But Joshua said to the two men that had been sent for spies, Go into the harlot's house, and bring her out, and all things that are hers, as you assured her by oath. 6:23. And the young men went in, and brought out Rahab, and her parents, her brethren also, and all her goods, and her kindred, and made them to stay without the camp. 6:24. But they burned the city, and all things that were therein, except the gold and silver, and vessels of brass and iron, which they consecrated unto the treasury of the Lord. 6:25. But Joshua saved Rahab the harlot, and her father's house, and all she had, and they dwelt in the midst of Israel until this present day, because she hid the messengers whom he had sent to spy out Jericho. At that time, Joshua made an imprecation, saying, 6:26. Cursed be the man before the Lord, that shall raise up and build the city of Jericho. In his firstborn may he lay the foundation thereof, and in the last of his children set up its gates. Cursed, etc. Jericho, in the mystical sense, signifies iniquity. The sounding of the trumpets by the priests, the preaching of the word of God, by which the walls of Jericho are thrown down, when sinners are converted, and a dreadful curse will light on them who build them up again. 6:27. And the Lord was with Joshua, and his name was noised throughout all the land. Joshua chapter 7. For the sins of Achan, the Israelites are defeated at Ai. The offender is found out, and stoned to death, and God's wrath is turned from them. 7:1. But the children of Israel transgressed the commandment, and took to their own use of that which was accursed. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zer, of the tribe of Judah, took something of the anathema, and the Lord was angry against the children of Israel. 7:2. And when Joshua sent men from Jericho against Ai, which is beside Be'avin, on the east side of the town of Bethel, he said to them, Go up, and view the country. And they fulfilled his command, and viewed Ai. 7:3. And returning, they said to him, Let not all the people go up, but let 2,000 or 3,000 men go, and destroy the city. Why should all the people be troubled in vain, against enemies that are very few? 7:4. There went up therefore 3,000 fighting men, who immediately turned their backs. 7:5. And were defeated by the men of the city of Ai, and there fell of them 36 men. And the enemies pursued them from the gate as far as Sabarim, and they slew them as they fled by the descent. And the heart of the people was struck with fear, and melted like water. 7:6. But Joshua rent his garments, and fell flat on the ground, before the ark of the Lord, until the evening, both he and all the ancients of Israel. And they put dust upon their heads. 7:7. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, Why wouldst thou bring this people over the river Jordan, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorite, and to destroy us? Would God we had stayed beyond the Jordan, as we began. 7:8. My Lord God, what shall I say, seeing Israel turning their backs to their enemies? 7:9. The Chananites, and all the inhabitants of the land, will hear of it, and being gathered together will surround us, and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do to thy great name? 7:10. And the Lord said to Joshua, Arise, why lest thou flat on the ground? 7:11. Israel hath sinned, and transgressed my covenant, and they have taken of the anathema, and have stolen and lied, and have hid it among their goods. 7:12. Neither can Israel stand before his enemies, but he shall flee from them, because he is defiled with the anathema. I will be no more with you, till you destroy him that is guilty of this wickedness. 7:13. Arise, sanctify the people, and say to them, Be ye sanctified against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The curse is in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thy enemies, till he be destroyed out of thee, that is defiled with this wickedness. 7:14. And you shall come in the morning, every one by your tribes. And what tribe soever the lot shall find, it shall come by its kindreds, and the kindred by its houses, and the house by the men. 7:15. And whosoever he be that shall be found guilty of this fact, he shall be burnt with fire, with all his substance, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and hath done wickedness in Israel. 7:16. Joshua, therefore, when he rose in the morning, made Israel to come by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was found. 7:17. Which being brought by in families, it was found to be the family of Zer. Bringing it also by the houses, he found it to be Zabdi. 7:18. And bringing his house man, he found Achan, the son of Charmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zer, of the tribe of Judah. 7:19. And Joshua said to Achan, My son, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and confess, and tell me what thou hast done, hide it not. 7:20. And Achan answered Joshua, and said to him, Indeed I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel, and thus and thus have I done. 7:21. For I saw among the spoils a scarlet garment, exceeding good, and 200 sickles of silver, and a golden rule of 50 sickles. And I coveted them, and I took them away, and hid them in the ground in the midst of my tent, and the silver I covered with the earth that I dug up. 7:22. Joshua therefore sent ministers, who running to his tent, found all hid in the same place, together with the silver. 7:23. And taking them away out of the tent, they brought them to Joshua, and to all the children of Israel, and threw them down before the Lord. 7:24. Then Joshua, and all Israel with him, took Achan, the son of Zer, and the silver, and the garment, and the golden rule, his sons also, and his daughters, his oxen, and asses, and sheep, the tent also, and all the goods, and brought them to the valley of Achor, his sons, etc., probably conscious to, or accomplices of, the crime of their father. 7:25. Where Joshua said, Because thou hast troubled us, the Lord trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him, and all things that were his, were consumed with fire. 7:26. And they gathered together upon him a great heap of stones, which remaineth until this present day, and the wrath of the Lord was turned away from them. And the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor, until this day. Achor. That is, trouble. Joshua chapter 8. Hai is taken and burnt, and all the inhabitants slain. An altar is built, and sacrifice is offered. The law is written on stones, and the blessings and cursings are read before all the people. 8:1. And the Lord said to Joshua, Fear not, nor be thou dismayed. Take with thee all the multitude of fighting men, arise, and go up to the town of Hai. Behold, I have delivered into thy hand the king thereof, and the people, and the city, and the land. 8:2. And thou shalt do to the city of Hai, and to the king thereof, as thou hast done to Jericho, and to the king thereof. But the spoils, and all the cattle, you shall take for a prey to yourselves. Lay an ambush for the city behind it. 8:3. And Joshua arose, and all the army of the fighting men with him, to go up against Hai. And he sent 30,000 chosen valiant men in the night. 8:4. And commanded them, saying, Lay an ambush behind the city, and go not very far from it, and be ye all ready. 8:5. But I, and the rest of the multitude which is with me, will approach on the contrary side against the city, and when they shall come out against us, we will flee, and turn our backs, as we did before. 8:6. Till they pursuing us be drawn farther from the city, for they will think that we flee as before. 8:7. And whilst we are fleeing, and they pursuing, you shall rise out of the ambush, and shall destroy the city, and the Lord your God will deliver it into your hands. 8:8. And when you shall have taken it, set it on fire, and you shall do all things so as I have commanded. 8:9. And he sent them away, and they went unto the place of the ambush, and abode between Bethel and Hai, on the west side of the city of Hai. But Joshua stayed that night in the midst of the people. 8:10. And rising early in the morning, he mustered his soldiers, and went up with the ancients in the front of the army, and Viron with the aid of the fighting men. 8:11. And when they were come, and were gone up over against the city, they stood on the north side of the city, between which and them there was a valley in the midst. 8:12. And he had chosen 5,000 men, and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Hai, on the west side of the same city. 5,000. These were part of the 30,000 mentioned above. Verse 3. 8:13. But all the rest of the army went in battle array on the north side, so that the last of that multitude reached to the west side of the city. So Joshua went at night, and stood in the midst of the valley. 8:14. And when the king of Hai saw this, he made haste in the morning, and went out with all the army of the city, and set it in battle array, toward the desert, not knowing that there lay an ambush behind his back. 8:15. But Joshua, and all Israel gave back, making as if they were afraid, and fleeing by the way of the wilderness. 8:16. But they shouting together, and encouraging one another, pursued them, and when they were come from the city. 8:17. And not one remained in the city of Hai and of Bethel, that did not pursue after Israel, leaving the towns open as they had rushed out. 8:18. The Lord said to Joshua, lift up the shield that is in thy hand, towards the city of Hai, for I will deliver it to thee. 8:19. And when he had lifted up his shield towards the city, the ambush, that lay hid, rose up immediately, and going to the city, took it, and set it on fire. 8:20. And the men of the city, that pursued after Joshua, looking back, and seeing the smoke of the city rise up to heaven, had no more power to flee this way or that way, especially as they that had counterfeited flight, and were going toward the wilderness, turned back most valiantly against them that pursued. 8:21. So Joshua, and all Israel, seeing that the city was taken, and that the smoke of the city rose up, returned, and slew the men of Hai. 8:22. And they also that had taken and set the city on fire, issuing out of the city to meet their own men, began to cut off the enemies who were surrounded by them. So that the enemies being cut off on both sides, not one of so great a multitude was saved. 8:23. And they took the king of the city of Hai alive and brought him to Joshua. 8:24. So all being slain that had pursued after Israel, in his flight to the wilderness, and falling by the sword in the same place, the children of Israel returned and laid waste the city. 8:25. And the number of them that fell that day, both of men and women, was 12,000 persons, all of the city of Hai. 8:26. But Joshua drew not back his hand, which he had stretched out on high, holding the shield, till all the inhabitants of Hai were slain. 8:27. And the children of Israel divided among them the cattle and the prey of the city, as the Lord had commanded Joshua. 8:28. And he burned the city, and made it a heap forever. 8:29. And he hung the king thereof on a gibbet, until the evening and the going down of the sun. Then Joshua commanded, and they took down his carcass from the gibbet, and threw it in the very entrance of the city, heaping upon it a great heap of stones, which remaineth until this present day. 8:30. Then Joshua built an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, in Mount Ebal. 8:31. As Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the children of Israel, and it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of inhewn stones, which iron had not touched, and he offered upon it holocausts to the Lord, and immolated victims of peace offerings. 8:32. And he wrote upon stones the Deuteronomy of the law of Moses, which he had ordered before the children of Israel. 8:33. And all the people, and the ancients, and the princes, and judges, stood on both sides of the ark, before the priests that carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord, both the stranger and he that was born among them, half of them by Mount Gerizim, and half by Mount Ebal, as Moses the servant of the Lord had commanded. And first he blessed the people of Israel. 8:34. After this, He read all the words of the blessing and the cursing, and all things that were written in the book of the law. 8:35. He left out nothing of those things which Moses had commanded, but he repeated all before all the people of Israel, with the women and children, and strangers, that dwelt among them. Joshua chapter 9. Joshua is deceived by the Gabaonites, who being detected are condemned to be perpetual servants. 9:1. Now when these things were heard of all the kings beyond the Jordan, that dwelt in the mountains, and in the plains, in the places near the sea, and on the coasts of the great sea, they also that dwelt by Libanus, the Hethite, and the Amorite, the Chanaanite, the Pharaite, and the Hevite, and the Jebusite, 9:2, gathered themselves together, to fight against Joshua and Israel with one mind, and one resolution. 9:3. But they that dwelt in Gabaon, hearing all that Joshua had done to Jericho and Hai, 9:4, cunningly devising took for themselves provisions, laying old sacks upon their asses, and wine bottles rent and sewed up again. 9:5. And very old shoes, which for a show of age were clouded with patches, and old garments upon them. The loaves also, which they carried for provisions by the way, were hard, and broken into pieces. 9:6. And they went to Joshua, who then abode in the camp at Gilgal, and said to him, and to all Israel with him, We are come from a far country, desiring to make peace with you. And the children of Israel answered them, and said, 9:7. Perhaps you dwell in the land which falls to our lot. If so, we can make no league with you. 9:8. But they said to Joshua, We are thy servants. Joshua said to them, Who are you? And whence came you? 9:9. They answered, From a very far country thy servants are come in the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of his power, all the things that he did in Egypt. 9:10. And to the two kings of the Amorites, that were beyond the Jordan, Sihon, king of Hesbon, and Og, king of Basan, that was in Astaroth. 9:11. And our ancients, and all the inhabitants of our country, said to us, Take with you victuals for a long way, and go meet them, and say, We are your servants, make ye a league with us. 9:12. Behold, these loaves we took at, when we set out from our houses to come to you, now they are become dry, and broken in pieces by being exceeding old. 9:13. These bottles of wine when we filled them were new, now they are rent and burst. These garments we have on, and the shoes we have on our feet, by reason of the very long journey, are worn out, and almost consumed. 9:14. They took therefore of their victuals, and consulted not the mouth of the Lord. 9:15. And Joshua made peace with them, and entering into a league, promised that they should not be slain. The princes also of the multitude swore to them. 9:16. Now 3 days after the league was made, they heard that they dwelt nigh, and they should be among them. 9:17. And the children of Israel removed the camp, and came into their cities on the 3rd day, the names of which are, Gabaon, and Kaphira, and Beroth, and Kiriath-Jearim. 9:18. And they slew them not, because the princes of the multitude had sworn in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. Then all the common people murmured against the princes. 9:19. And they answered them, We have sworn to them in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, and therefore we may not touch them. 9:20. But this we will do to them. Let their lives be saved, lest the wrath of the Lord be stirred up against us, if we should be forsworn. 9:21. But so let them live, as to serve the whole multitude in hewing wood, and bringing in water. As they were speaking these things. 9:22. Joshua called the Gabaonites, and said to them, Why would you impose upon us, saying, We dwell very far off from you, whereas you are in the midst of us. 9:23. Therefore you shall be under a curse, and your race shall always be hewers of wood, and carriers of water, into the house of my God. 9:24. They answered, It was told us, thy servants, that the Lord thy God had promised his servant Moses, to give you all the land, and to destroy all the inhabitants thereof. Therefore we feared exceedingly and provided for our lives, compelled by the dread we had of you, and we took this counsel. 9:25. And now we are in thy hand. Deal with us as it seemeth good and right unto thee. 9:26. So Joshua did as he had said, and delivered them from the hand of the children of Israel, that they should not be slain. 9:27. And he gave orders in that day, that they should be in the service of all the people, and of the altar of the Lord, hewing wood, and carrying water, until this present time. in the place which the Lord hath chosen. Joshua chapter 10. Five kings were against Gabaon. Joshua defeated them. Many are slain with hailstones. At the prayer of Joshua the sun and moon stand still the space of one day. The five kings are hanged. Divers cities are taken. 10:1. When Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard these things, to wit, that Joshua had taken Ai, and had destroyed it, for as he had done to Jericho and the king thereof, so did he to Ai and its king, and that the Gabaonites were gone over to Israel, and were their confederates. 10:2. He was exceedingly afraid. For Gabaon was a great city, and one of the royal cities, and greater than the town of Ai, and all its fighting men were most valiant. 10:3. Therefore Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent to Oham, king of Hebron, and to Pharam, king of Deramith, and to Japhia, king of Lachish, and to Debir, king of Eglon, saying, 10:4. Come up to me, and bring help, that we may take Gabaon, because it hath gone over to Joshua, and to the children of Israel. 10:5. So the five kings of the Amorites being assembled together, went up, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Deramith, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, they and their armies, and camped about Gabaon, laying siege to it. 10:6. But the inhabitants of the city of Gabaon, which was besieged, sent to Joshua, who then abode in the camp at Gilgal, and said to him, withdraw not thy hands from helping thy servants. Come up quickly, and save us, and bring us succor. For all the kings of the Amorites, who dwell in the mountains, are gathered together against us. 10:7. And Joshua went up from Gilgal, and all the army of the warriors with him, most valiant men. 10:8. But the Lord said to Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hands. None of them shall be able to stand against thee. 10:9. So Joshua going up from Gilgal all the night, came upon them suddenly. 10:10. And the Lord troubled them, at the sight of Israel. And he slew them with a great slaughter, in Gabaon, and pursued them by the way of the ascent to Betharon, and cut them off all the way to Azekah and Masida. 10:11. And when they were fleeing from the children of Israel, and were in the descent of Betharon, the Lord cast down upon them great stones from heaven, as far as Azekah. And many more were killed with the hailstones, than were slain by the swords of the children of Israel. 10:12. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord, in the day that he delivered the Amorites in the sight of the children of Israel, and he said before them, move not, O sun, toward Gabaon, nor thou, O moon, toward the valley of Ajalon. 10:13. And the sun and the moon stood still, till the people revenged themselves of their enemies. Is not this written in the book of the just? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down the space of one day. The book of the just, in Hebrew Jasher, an ancient book long since lost. 10:14. There was not before, nor after, so long a day, the Lord obeying the voice of a man, and fighting for Israel. 10:15. And Joshua returned, with all Israel, into the camp of Gilgal. 10:16. For the five kings were fled, and had hid themselves in a cave of the city of Masida. 10:17. And it was told Joshua, that the five kings were found hid in a cave of the city of Masida. 10:18. And he commanded them that were with him, saying, roll great stones to the mouth of the cave, and set careful men to keep them shut up. 10:19. And stay you not, but pursue after the enemies, and kill all the hindermost of them as they flee, and do not suffer them whom the Lord God hath delivered into your hands, to shelter themselves in their cities. 10:20. So the enemies being slain with a great slaughter, and almost utterly consumed, they that were able to escape from Israel, entered into fenced cities. 10:21. And all the army returned to Joshua, in Masida, where the camp then was, in good health, and without the loss of anyone. And no man durst move his tongue against the children of Israel. 10:22. And Joshua gave orders, saying, open the mouth of the cave, and bring forth to me the five kings that lie hid therein. 10:23. And the ministers did as they were commanded. And they brought out to him the five kings out of the cave. The king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Deramith, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon. 10:24. And when they were brought out to him, he called all the men of Israel, and said to the chiefs of the army that were with him, go, and set your feet on the necks of these kings. And when they had gone, and put their feet upon the necks of them lying under them. 10:25. He said again to them, fear not, neither be ye dismayed, take courage, and be strong. For so will the Lord do to all your enemies, against whom you fight. 10:26. And Joshua struck, and slew them, and hanged them upon 5 gibbets, and they hung until the evening. 10:27. And when the sun was down, he commanded the soldiers to take them down from the gibbets, and after they were taken down, they cast them into the cave, where they had lain hid, and put great stones at the mouth thereof, which remain until this day. 10:28. The same day Joshua took Macedo, and destroyed it with the edge of the sword, and killed the king and all the inhabitants thereof. He left not in it the least remains. And he did to the king of Macedo, as he had done to the king of Jericho. 10:29. And he passed from Macedo with all Israel to Lebanon, and fought against it. 10:30. And the Lord delivered it with the king thereof into the hands of Israel. And they destroyed the city with the edge of the sword, and all the inhabitants thereof. They left not in it any remains. And they did to the king of Lebanon, as they had done to the king of Jericho. 10:31. From Lebanon he passed unto Lachish, with all Israel, and investing it with his army, besieged it. 10:32. And the Lord delivered Lachish into the hands of Israel, and he took it the following day, and put it to the sword, in every soul that was in it, as he had done to Lebanon. 10:33. At that time Horam, king of Gezer, came up to succor Lachish, and Joshua slew him with all his people so as to leave none alive. 10:34. And he passed from Lachish to Eglon, and surrounded it. 10:35. And took it the same day, and put to the sword all the souls that were in it, according to all that he had done to Lachish. 10:36. He went up also with all Israel from Eglon to Hebron, and fought against it. 10:37. Took it, and destroyed it with the edge of the sword, the king also thereof, and all the towns of that country, and all the souls that dwelt in it. He left not therein any remains. As he had done to Eglon, so did he also to Hebron, putting to the sword all that he found in it. The king, viz., the new king, who succeeded him that was slain, there. 26. 10:38. Returning from thence to Debir. 10:39. He took it, and destroyed it, the king also thereof, and all the towns round about, he destroyed with the edge of the sword. He left not in it any remains. As he had done to Hebron and Lebanon, and to their kings, so did he to Debir, and to the king thereof. 10:40. So Joshua conquered all the country of the hills, and of the south, and of the plain, and of Asidoth, with their kings. He left not any remains therein, but slew all that breathed, as the Lord, the God of Israel, had commanded him. Any remains therein, but slew, etc. God ordered these people to be utterly destroyed, in punishment of their manifold abomination, and that they might not draw the Israelites into the like sins. 10:41. From Kadesh-Barnea even to Gaza, all the land of Goshen even to Gabon. 10:42. And all their kings, and their lands he took and wasted at one onset. For the Lord the God of Israel fought for him. 10:43. And he returned with all Israel to the place of the camp in Gilgal,